Decades ago, I started writing a series of short stories. I did nothing for 2 years but write short stories, one of the most enjoyable writing times of my life. And the short stories consisted, each short story consisted of a series of short stories. And the premise of the endeavor was that all of the short stories within the short story, although totally compact within themselves, created the aura that I was trying to create in the whole short story. I was casting around, literally, for some short story that would last maybe a page. And I literally sat in my room looking around trying to think of something. This was the purpose of why I was doing this. My eye fell upon a figurine of an elephant, which my mother had given me as a gift. It was soapstone elephant, greenish. And I thought, well, that's a pretty good little character. So I wondered, what can I do with the elephant? And I thought, here's this, in my mind, this image, conventional image of a lumbering beast, clucking around, knocking down things. I said, well, what if he has these esoteric questions? And then I thought, and where would he ask them? And it just came to me, well, he'd go to the extreme. He's an elephant. He's a lumbering beast. He'd go to God. So in this initial short story, there was a page of an elephant who went to God and asked a specific question. Well, that was damned interesting to me, this character. And I have realized over the years that all my writing is driven by characters. I certainly have my plots. I have my philosophies. I like telling my jokes. I'm good at dialogue. It's just one of those givens. I think every artist has a given in whatever art they're doing. Mine was dialogue right from the start. But he became just by himself and became interesting. And then the conceit after that became interesting to me. It was, well, I bet there's more to mine if you're having an elephant ask God questions. And that's how it started. So I had a series of these initial stories, and the elephant appeared maybe in a third of them. And then his story went through these shorter ones, the longer short stories. I tried to get the other stories published. They were too avant-garde for publishers' interests, and I think would even be so today. But people were interested in the elephant. And someone said, why don't you put the elephant stories together, which I did, because they did stand on their own. They were these shorter stories within a larger story. I just didn't have them going through the rest of the story. There weren't enough. So I then did sit down, already having maybe written five or six of these, so I was familiar with the character and the conceit. And I just started, what questions would someone like 13 or so ask God? I didn't want anything too detailed. I have no interest in God, in the elephant, asking God esoteric religious things. So it's pretty simplistic. Had to keep the elephant in his natural surroundings, never leaves the jungle, and it had to be the elephant's life. When he goes to the special clearing, God always makes sure there's a nice little meal that he can eat before the conversation starts, and on like that. And I wrote enough for a book on this idea, and the idea itself interested me immensely. That was published about 15 years ago, maybe more. And I never thought I would write more of them. And then a year came along, and it's a whole bunch of new ideas. And so I wrote almost as many stories again, and that came out in the second book, the one that's out currently. And I had to stop because the elephant started asking questions that I could not answer. And I did not want I didn't want vagueness. I didn't want God starting to say, well, if you think, look at it this way, then blah, blah, blah. I still wanted to keep it reasonably concise and funny, yeah, and universal as much as I can. There are some references to Christianity in there, but by and large, it's any religion and any god, I think. And there's just some little inklings that maybe there might be some more elephant stories coming along if I live long enough and can answer some of the questions that he hasn't already asked.